פרק טס משנה ה' מייחרי כסוס מייחרין כדרכון ובלבד שלא יסכבנו בחמו מפני החמו ובהגשמם מפני הגשמם. People who are selling clothing, and that clothing is made from wool and linen, they're allowed to sell in the normal way, which is often was to put the garments, to don the garments upon themselves. They just have to have in mind that they are wearing it to sell it, and not because they want to protect themselves from the sun or from the rain. V'hatzinuin maflishin b'meikal. However, people who want to be extra stringent upon themselves, want to be extra careful, put it on a stick and hold the stick rather than wearing the garments themselves. Toifrei ksos toifrin kedarka. People who make clothing, which is made from wool and linen, are allowed to sew it in the normal way and do not have to worry about the isur of klai. Ubavad, as long as that they do not have kavana to these clothing should protect them, like a normal person wearing clothing. Rather, they just have in mind that they are doing it to sew, to make the clothing. However, people who are extra stringent upon themselves don't want to even come close to an isur of kalayim, and therefore they put the clothes on the ground and sew it there. Habirsin v'habardisin v'hadal motkiyin u'min alois ha'pinun. Different types of clothing that come from different places, birsin or bardisin, all these types, the Mishnah says, lo yilbash behen ad shivdok, that there is a good chance that they have shatnez in them, since things from those places were made with shatnez, therefore one cannot wear them until they are checked. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, however, clothing that comes mechof hayam medinas hayam from a far away place, they usually do not make them with kalayim. Mipnei shechez kosem bekambos. Rather, you could assume that it is made with this bekambos, which is not real pishtun. It's not real linen. It's a similar material, and since most of the clothing there is not made with pishtun, therefore one could assume that something coming from there is not, and he does not have to check. Minal shel zered ein bo mishum kalayim, and a minal that comes from zered, there is no isur of kalayim. And the commentaries discuss why is there no isur of kalayim. Some argue that the reason is because, as we said previously in the Mishnah, that shoes from that place, they didn't make them with wool and linen. However, the Rambam learns that the Zered was a specific type of shoe in which it did not cover your entire foot, it did not have a heel, and therefore, even if it was Kalayim, there would be no Isser of Kalayim because it did not serve the purpose of a normal shoe, it wasn't like a regular clothing.